You are inside Honey Soul Radio. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride as we add some honey to your flavor and sweeten your erotic senses. Honey Soul Radio, welcome.
You ready, Mace?
Party people, in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time
for us to... Yeah, what you know about going out? Head west, red legs, TVs, all up in the headrest. Try and live it up, rock jewel, bigger truck, peace all glittered up. Stick up kid, nigga, what? Jig with a cut, sip crisp, spit it up. Hoes rock, get your nut, till I can't get it up. I'm a big man, get this man room. I done hit everything from Cancun to Grand Tune. Why you stand on the wall, hand on your balls? Lighting up drugs, always fighting in the club. I'm the reason they made the dress code. They figure out what and why when I'm in my fresh clothes. Dresses, I suppose, from my neck to my toes. Neck full of gold, baguettes in my rolls. Rec shows, collect those extra O's. By the E, get a key to the Lex to hold. East, west, every state, come on, bury the hate. Millions, the only thing we in the heavy to make. Whether friend or ex-friend, intellects or bins. Let's begin, bring this BS to an end.
Come on. Bad boy.
Yeah.
You make me feel so good.
Understand we be Waikiki, shipping DP to the TV, look greedy. Little kids see me way out in DC with a Z3 chrome BBs. They wanna be me. Niggas talking shit, they ought to quit. Unfortunate, they don't see a fourth what I get. And those be the same ones walking while I whip. Just started seeing cars cause they auction it. So while you daydream, mama say they gleam. And I deal with hoes that pose in Maybelline. One time you had it all, I ain't mad at y'all. Now give me the catalog, I show you how daddy ball.
That's right.
Six cars and power to fire big stars. Sit up CEO style, smoking on cigars, nigga. It's like y'all be talking funny. I don't understand language of people with short money.
Come on now.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
You make me feel so good.
Come on.
You know you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change you if I could. I wouldn't change you if I could.
Come on.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Yeah. Do Maze got the ladies?
Yeah, yeah.
Do Puff drive Mercedes?
Yeah.
Take hits from the 80s, but do it sound so crazy? With me personally, it's nothing personal. I do what work for me, you do what work for you. And I dress with what I was blessed with. Never been arrested for nothing domestic. And I chill the way you met me. With a jet ski, a tattoo, a SC. Smoke my Nestle, no mad rap, ass cat with my check be. Problem with y'all, I said directly.
Right.
Went from hard to sweet, starved to eat. From no holy shows to menage a suite.
Yeah.
Now I be the cat that be hard to meet. Getting head from girls that used to hardly speak.
Come on.
Yeah. Boy, you make me feel so good.
Uh-huh.
You know you make me feel so good. You know you
bad boy.
Make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Bad boy. I wouldn't change you if I could.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Come on.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Let's go.
Bad boy. You make me feel so good.
Uh-huh.
You know you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good.
Come on.
Welcome to the sweetest show on radio, Honey Soul Radio. And I am your radio show hostess, Tracy Bryant, also known the Honey Diva, the Sacred Yoni Alchemist, Sexual Empowerment Coach, Love Connoisseur, Educator. And I am joined this evening by our very, very special guest. She is a Honey Soul Radio regular. She has been on for the past two to three years. We just keep bringing her back because the sister is fire. You hear me? The sister is fire. We are joined by world-renowned astrologer, also essence columnist, Sonia Marie. She's an internationally known astrologer and creator of and founder of Word Life Astrology. So Word Up, Word Life, astrology columnist for Essence Magazine. Her gift and her intuitive ability to connect with astrology using the knowledge to assist others in their life's journey. She has been seen on the doctors, Steve Harvey Show, and she has so much more to do, so much more coming, so many more appearances. Oh, we are just so grateful for the sister right here because she's bringing the knowledge. And she has the ability to see her clients, ancestors, and guardian spirits while doing her phenomenal readings. And she also taps into the energies of other realms that imparts wisdom, information that can help to heal and change lives. So if you want to know more about this amazing woman, Sonya Marie, check her out at Word Life Astrology. But this evening, we're going to be talking about love signs for 2017. And we are going to be revealing planetary and celestial knowledge, divine connections through star wisdom and love sign compatibility. Now, what does all that mean? You say, well, what is this? You have to stick and stay for 2 hours of pleasure and power so that you can know what the deal is with this love signs in 2017. So we want to definitely welcome our guest, astrologer Sonya Marie. How you doing, Sonya?
I'm doing wonderful. What an introduction. I love it.
Yes, ma'am. You're going to have me come MC for you now every now and again and introduce you, you know?
Hi,
when you come up on stage, I'm doing well, goddess. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for having me on again.
Yes, we are so, so happy for you. You have just been blowing up out there in the world. What's going on? Tell us a little bit about how you ran up on doctors and how you ran up on Steve Harvey. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was honestly a blessing. I've met some wonderful people throughout my life and throughout my career. And this one guy who will remain nameless because he likes to be kept kind of anonymous. He's a really, really good guy.
Background.
And in the background. And he's in the industry, in the television industry. And this guy just believes in me. I believe sometimes more than I believe in myself in certain ways. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's real because sometimes you can't see what you do. So in any case, and you just do what you do anyway, you know what I mean, with all modesty. So he actually hooked me up with a couple of people, and one thing led to the next, and the next thing led to the next. And you just got on there, you know, just. That's all I can really say.
Wow.
It's just a total blessing. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
It's just one of them things where you just, I just think when sometimes in life you work so hard at doing something that every now and again a door just opens and you had no idea it was going to open. You don't know when, you didn't know when it was going to open. It just opens because you keep your head to the ground and you just keep on going. And that's how that fell apart. So I'm very, 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 very grateful for those opportunities and the opportunities that keep coming. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about Steve Harvey. How was that for you? Did you come out here to
Steve,
that show?
No, Steve, actually, their show tapes in Chicago right now. And
okay.
That was an awesome little 2-day stint. Me and a really good friend of mine flew out there and taped it, and within 3 weeks it aired. So that was fun. Steve is, as everybody would suspect, a real freaking hoot. And the thing about Steve is that I have a love affair for Capricorn men for some reason, and we'll get into that a little bit later, like how certain signs attract certain people, and I always seem to attract Capricorn men for some reason, be it platonic or love interest, because they are my opposite and because they fall in a particular house and all of that. So I gravitated to him. I think he's just a really down-to-earth kind of dude, and he made me feel extremely, extremely comfortable. I got on there, Tracy, I tell you honestly, beside the fact that it was hot as hell in that joint because of all the lights and everything.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous because, you know, I'm kind of like trying to get, and I'm a sweater, you know, I'm a sweater. I drip sweat like 3, 2, 1, here it comes. And yeah. I'm just beating. And he's looking at me like, is this girl about to pass out or something? And they had to stop taping for a little while. They patted me down. And it was, and I was like, oh, I can't stand when that happens. But I'm like kind of talking to myself. I'm like, why do I have to sweat so much? And he said, Steve looks at me and he's like, you know when I sweat a lot? And I was like, when, Steve? Like, I really don't need your jokes right now. Like, kind of looking at him like, whatever. He's like, when I'm in court, that's when I sweat. So
I think that's
in that
everybody.
Moment, him, oh, my God, right? But he broke the ice for me. He made me feel a whole lot more comfortable. And from then, it was on and popping. We actually cool. recorded a whole lot more than they aired, but it was cool. Uh-huh. It was a great opportunity. Really great.
Awesome. I'm just so happy for you. I mean, just in the last couple of years, you have done some amazing work. You're on Periscope 3 times a week. You got your astrology classes going. You've been doing a lot of live videos. We just heard a live video. Me and my husband, Dana, were listening to you, and you were talking about the 2 eclipses. You were talking about the signs and planetary movements for the month of February and what they mean.
Yeah.
So, yes, let's get into a little bit before we start in on the love signs for 2017. Tell us about these 2 big eclipses and what that actually means. What's the meaning of eclipses? Because you said some stuff, and me and my husband was like, uh-huh. You said an eclipse is like kick you in the back and say, get out there and move. So let's talk a little bit about
pretty
the
much.
Eclipses.
Well, let me just, I'll reiterate what I said on my video real quick, is that every month there's a new moon and a full moon. Every month presents a new moon and a full moon. But every year there are at least 2 partnerships of eclipses that fall in the year. So in February we have 2 eclipses, and in August we have another 2 eclipses. So they take these full, the eclipses are basically eclipses of the moon and of the sun, depending on which eclipse it is. Is it a lunar eclipse? It eclipses the moon. Is it a solar eclipse? It eclipses the sun. That's the physical aspect of it. But the metaphysical aspect of it is that during these times, we go through changes anyway. Every new moon and every full moon, the eclipse just kicks it up a notch, like 1,000%. So whatever changes you need to make, or you're going to change or make within that month, you're kind of pushed out there. Like your foot is like, somebody's foot is on your back, be it God, spirit, whoever you want to envision, is kicking you off the cliff. If you've been kind of on the ropes about it, don't know what you want to do, these eclipses support times in which we're just like, okay, let's jump. Like, let's for real jump without a plan sometimes, without any maps or guides or anything. You're just going to go out there and do what you need to do. Now, what you need to do, depending on what sign it's in and depending on where it falls in your chart, is specified. But I can't see everybody's chart. But know that big changes are coming for February for sure. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Okay.
And I can say this, two other things, though, is that these eclipses fall in 2 particular signs. Like in February, on February 10th, which is on Friday, the full moon lunar eclipse is in Leo. Full moon lunar eclipse, and all full moons usually operate from the opposite sign. So that means you're closing everything that's about Leo, ending. Full moon is like ending, right? But you're opening everything about Aquarius energy. So this full moon lunar eclipse on Friday is basically saying, you know, more self-centeredness, no more need to hold back your expressions and how you want to express yourself creatively. It's really all about other people, and not like your partnerships, but like humanity. So on Friday, it's like opening up chances for us to be one with humanity a little bit more. And I know that sounds general, but that means just open up your heart and be vulnerable to what's happening around you in your community, as opposed to staying stuck in your head about what it is you need to do for yourself. Because as we know, when we do things for other people, oftentimes what we need is right in there. You know, if we can take our minds off sometimes or in our hearts off of what it is I need, particularly in this moment, you find that you get rewarded just by helping somebody else. Just for a second, just for a moment. So that's what this full moon lunar eclipse is about on Friday. And then the one on the 26th, February 26th, is awesome because that has some other planetary actions around it that's going to make it like freaking Great Adventures theme park out this month, where there's like the new moon in Pisces is new beginnings. And the thing about this is that we've been gearing up for this because we've had a couple of couple of eclipses in Pisces, so this is the last one. So the new moon in Pisces is all about getting things from an intuitive standpoint, all the things that we want to do, all the things that we see in our dreams, like our sleepy dreams, things that have been coming up for us, and all these intuitive things, all the music that's around us, like things that we necessarily don't have plans for, that we just feel that we need to do without any real rhyme or reason. We're just going to be kicked off the cliff and just do it. Just do it. It's time to really pay attention to what it is our belief systems are and our faith. And this last new moon in Pisces, this eclipse, helps to, like, strengthen our faith in everything that we feel 1,000%.
I am so excited that it is on February 26th, that second eclipse. Now, let me tell you, Friday, February 10th, I'm having a class here in Atlanta, and I'm teaching Yoni Steaming for Self-Care and Practitioner and Training course. And I have 10 women coming from all over. So this is going to be an awesome evening to watch the eclipse and be doing womb work. I'm really excited about
it. Oh, absolutely.
But February 26th, me and my husband are going to be in Barbados, and his birthday is February 26th. He's a Pisces. So his
eclipse
is on his birthday. Yeah.
And that's going to affect him even more. That's going to affect him even more. He should get ready for some newness. He's not going to feel the same. Now, here's the thing is that eclipses don't happen like right on time, like clockwork, like an alarm goes off and then all of a sudden you're walking into something new. Oftentimes, eclipses show themselves either 2 weeks before the actual eclipse or 2 weeks after, or sometimes in rare occasions, it'll actually show up 6 months later. When it's on the opposite end of that axis, right?
Okay.
Like directly 6 months later. So, but the thing about it is that you, the thing about it is though that you feel something new coming and you want to explain it, but you can't. Like you get this itch, there's something there, but you can't see it yet. And that's what a lot of people are going through right now. That's why I'm doing my best to like, and encourage folks not to be so damn distracted. Like, it's okay to you stay informed, but don't miss your blessings because of some crazy nonsense that's happening around you. You can't do nothing about too much of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Sound like an old lady in the South. You can't do nothing about too much of nothing. Nothing from
you.
Nothing.
Know, I'm guessing you got to ask something, but you know, I understand both genres of vernacular, because I'm from the West and came to the South, so I understood both when you said. We have a special caller who has called in. We haven't heard from this lady in months, and baby, she is a Honey Soul Radio staple. She was my co-host.
Is that my girl?
Yes, honey. Yes, it is. It's me. It's Lady T.
Lady T been
in hiding for a minute. Hey, Sonia.
What's been going on, Lady T?
Oh, I got to make a comment.
Yes.
So this makes sense. What I'm going through that right now. I can't figure out exactly what it is. Because I'm going through a change, and I couldn't figure out. I knew there's a shift in this atmosphere. I could always feel it when something's about to happen, but I couldn't figure it out. I didn't know what it was or what it could be. I just been riding it is what I've been doing. Like,
that's perfect.
Yeah, not trying to do something on the opposite end. I always tend to ride it in and see where I land. And, you know, I always try and figure out, you know, from the first time you came on, you have just made sense for me, understanding how I operate and how I work, and understanding it from the astrological standpoint, you know. And when I found out that I was quad Virgo, that really hit it on the head. So this is good for me, because I didn't know, you know. And a lot of times when things happen, I don't know, and I always try to sit here and figure out. But I'm gonna write it in. It's going to be good at the end. I'm excited for whatever's coming.
Yes. Well, you know what? What's so good for you, though, Lady T, is that you do continue to write it out, because you're such a mental person. And for those who out there who are great thinkers, you know, which is awesome for you, right? But you need to empty out your brain, because it's almost like you get clogged up. People who think a lot get way too clogged, and just like that pipe that's backed up, there's no room for the blessings and for the air.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for the magic to come through if you're so clogged. So writing helps that. Writing just helps you to, even if you don't do nothing with the writing, I call it toilet writing. Like, you just put it out, and you may burn it. You may never read it again, which I don't suggest people read it right away, because if it's emotional and it just needs to be stamped on that page and left for a little while. But get all of this stuff out so it can help you to administer the change that you're going through. And it's really good hearing your voice, because I've been missing you the last couple of times being in L.A. I burned my freaking toes once, and then the next time I couldn't see you because I was like, wait, you're going to be here when? And 3 days? Oh,
well,
man.
I was only there for a day and a half, so that was okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
It's good to hear you, though.
So, Tracy, I have been going through, you know, just the changes. I'm really trying to kind of find my place now. You know, we evolve regularly. We can't stay in the same place.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much where I am right now. I'm trying to, like, I have to, like, give you your props, because I have been watching you for a while. You know, I've been watching you since I met you, but I really have seen your evolution, and I just want to commend you. You and your husband are doing a phenomenal job, and I love where you're going. And because I've always said, I know you're going to go to a great place anyway, so I love it. I love what you're doing. You know, and
well, you know, you always have a platform here when you're ready, honey.
I know.
You ready? Just come on, hit me up, and come on back, because you know we love you over here at Honey Soul Radio. So you know what you're gonna do, what you need to do, and ride your wave, baby.
Yes, honey. And Miss Sonia, honey, you just doing your thing as always, and I speak of you pretty much every time I open up my mouth to any and everybody who will listen to me. And I love, first, I'm honored just to know you. One day we're going to hook up to see
so
each
sweet.
Other face to face, since you,
we
you know,
will.
Burning up her feet and all that. But, you know what's funny is I put journals all over my house. Like, I'm a journal person. I like to write all, and it's people I've just been talking to, I've been telling them the same thing. Write it, get it out of your head. Sometimes we forget to practice what we preach. I tell people, get it out of your head, because that's the only way that you're going to make room for something else, if you keep holding
Absolutely.
It on.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to do that.
Yeah.
I gotta make room for what's coming. And as long as I keep holding on to whatever's there, I don't have room for anything, you know. Or
right.
It's kind of crowded all in there. So, I need to practice what I preach.
Kind of like what she was saying. Like what she was saying is you get bogged down, you have to release it and let it breathe. So,
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, right now we're going to get into love signs for 2017. Right.
If you
want to
leave me
Sonia
on, I'll be your co-host today.
Oh, okay. Well,
people just stay on and just chill. You know, hey, come on in when you need to come on in. And I need you, Sonya Marie, to go ahead and piece us together and give us a 411 on who's going to make it, who's going to break it, who need to stand off for a minute and deal with self, who need to go in on love. Let's go ahead and get a roundabout 411 scenario of what's going on in the stars with love.
Well, as you already know, I am a person of strict integrity. And what I mean by that is that it's extremely difficult to kind of generalize and say, oh, all Cancers are going to meet somebody and all Tauruses, they may as well stay home, because it all depends on the person's chart. Like, everybody has their own individualized natal chart in which they were born with, right? However, what I would love to highlight are some special moments throughout the year, at least for the next couple of months, in which partnerships and love relationships will alter, depend regardless of who you are. Can I do that?
Okay. Yes, please. Share.
That didn't sound very enthusiastic, but
yes, it did. I said, yes, please, share. I want share it.
Did I alter your platform here? I just want to make sure, because I'm just not that.
No.
Sick. I just can't tell you.
No,
anything.
I want you to share. I am so sick. Look, I'm serious when I tell you to share. We want to know.
Okay, well, listen, let me tell you this much. Two crucial things that has happened. Well, one thing has happened already, and the next thing's about to come. Jupiter is the hugest planet in our solar system. It represents opportunities and rewards and optimism. But what people may or may not know is that Jupiter has been in the sign of Libra since October. And that means a couple of things, is that normally Libran people benefit most out of Jupiter being in Libra. A lot of astrologers call them the celestial favorite, and that usually happens for a year. Unfortunately, Libras have been getting a hard bout this year, because it's been in, like, some battles with Pluto. You know, they feel a little bit lucky, and then next thing you know, somebody sideswipes them and takes their purse running down the street or something. You know, it feels good one morning, and next thing you know, you're sick or whatever. So here's the thing, is that big ups and much love to all the Libras out there. Hold on, because Jupiter knows how to reward you at the end of all of this. So please, please hold your hat, hold your heart, and know that you will be signaled for some good blessings round about September before Jupiter gets out of Libra. But the thing about Jupiter being in Libra is that Libras represent partnerships for everybody, right? So there is some kind of leeway for partnerships and relationships to be highlighted in some kind of way. Now, what that looks like is that folks are gearing up. Like, if anything, if you're not in a relationship, you're thinking about being in a relationship. If you are in a really terrible relationship, again, this is across the board. This is for any and every sign, because if Jupiter is in Libra right now, it's affecting the world. It's affecting everybody. And this is the vibration that's being given right now. So whoever you are, if you're in a relationship, you're looking for the best in your relationship. If you're not in a relationship and you want a relationship, you're gearing up. And how are you doing that? You're paying a lot more attention to who you are and the choices that you need to make for yourself, you know, trying to not settle for less anymore. If you are a person that's in a bad relationship and you need to get up out of that thing, this might be the year that you get up out of it. And there might be a power play of some kind of way along the year in which you feel like, you know what, I'm tired of the push and the pull with this particular person that you've been with, who wants to always, like, approach you with egotistical solutions or just control. And if you feel like you're being controlled, get out of it. So with Jupiter being in Libra, there's a highlight of, like, how can I attract the best available? Now, Jupiter just went retrograde. And when a planet goes retrograde, as people know with Mercury retrograde, people think that the planet actually goes backwards, and it doesn't. What it does is just wobble out of formation, kind of like it's drunk and don't know where it's going. But so Jupiter's doing that thing right now, which means there's not a lot of power on partnerships. But what it's doing, it's asking you to review more than anything, asking you to sit back.
Wow.
And it started on February 6th, and it's going to go direct, meaning like it's going to go right back into formation on June 9th. So we have a little bit of a time, damn near 4 months, for people to kick in and go, okay, I love this partnership. I know what I need to do. How can I get the best?
Yes.
How can I get optimistic results out of my partnership, my one-on-one relationship with this person that I adore or just that I don't want to be involved no more with anymore? Why? Because I'm important. Now, alongside of that, again, the second part of how love is going to be highlighted this year is that Venus is about to go retrograde. Venus goes retrograde just for a short while, and that starts on March 4th through April 15th. Now, when Venus goes retrograde, it's going to sound a lot like what I said about Jupiter. Jupiter brings the rewards, though, whereas Venus says, what's the value in this thing? Not just the rewards, not just like the little information, oh, I should say the money or the wedding or the rewards, it's tangible rewards. Venus says, what is this worth? Like, what is this worth to my heart and soul? When it goes retrograde, it's asking you to sit back and go, okay, how can we really do this thing? What kind of love are you representing for me? Are you really like mirroring me? You understand what I'm saying? Instead of the reward, it goes a little deeper, a couple of levels deeper. And when Venus is in review, Venus says, let's go there. Let's show me what it is that you're giving me.
Show me
how
me
you're
the
making
money.
Me feel. Not only show me the money, which
money.
Is very true, right? Show me how I'm worth. But what's my worth being in your life? And what are you worth it to be in my life? Otherwise, we're wasting time. That's one thing that, and in all honesty, when it comes to love, we don't have time to waste time. Although time is an illusion and everybody knows, but at the same time, that's an operative word, like we don't have time to waste, right? We're sitting back. It's time to get serious about who we are and what we want in our lives, especially with these eclipses that's happening in February. And again, I neglected to say there are two more that are happening in August. You know what I mean? All of these major changes that are happening around us, you're going to stay stuck with the same old boo-boo? Come on, boo-boo. Come on. You got to find your worth in every situation that you're doing. Otherwise, love is a moot point.
I hear you saying Jupiter had been in retrograde. It's coming out. It's getting straightened up and positioned. And you need to review your relationship and look at the rewards. And I hear you saying that Venus is going in retrograde March 4th through the April 15th.
April 15th.
And it brings yes, and it brings value. It's all about value. And what is your relationship worth? What are you worth? What is your love worth? So, yes, I hear you, and I'm glad that you're bringing it in an overall perspective. You're not saying, okay, Leo, don't get with Aquarius. Aquarius, don't get with Virgo. You're giving us the planetary vibration of what it is we need to be definitely thinking about and also preparing for in our love relationships and our partnerships.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go ahead and take a five-minute Honey Soul break. And when we come back, we have Sonya Marie, celebrity astrologer, Sonya Marie, essence columnist, Sonya Marie, right here, revealing planetary and celestial knowledge for divine connections, partnerships for love in 2017. Stick and stay right here, Honey Soul Radio.
What's your number? Where are you from?
268 192 Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah. Nice guitar. What are you going to do now that you're out?
I'm going to do the Apollo in New York.
You'll be back.
Hey, yo, you that just flipped on this CD player, I just want to inform you that when you got somebody good, you hold on to them.
Give this place 10 years of your life. I don't want to ever see you here again. And don't you even look back.
Must be nice. That is someone who understands the life you live.
Must be nice.
Having someone who's slow to take and quick.
quick to give.
Must be nice
having someone who sticks around when the rough times get thick.
Someone whose smile is bright enough to make
projects feel like a mansion. Having someone who loves you despite your faults.
Must be nice.
Having someone who talks the talk but also walks the walk.
Must be nice.
Having someone who understands that a thug has feelings too. Someone who loves you for sure. You just remember to never let them go.
Cause even when you're hustling,
someone you can come home to from a long day work.
Nice.
Having someone you don't have to show, they know exactly where it hurts.
Nice.
Having someone who trusts you despite what they've heard.
Someone as mighty as a lion,
but still as gentle as a bluebird.
Must be nice.
Having someone you don't have to tell, you don't want to be lost.
Must be nice.
Having someone you can grow old with until God calls you
home.
Having someone who understands that a thug has feelings too. Someone who loves you for sure. You never let them go.
Cause even when you're days are gone,
they will be
by your side still.
It's coming. It's coming. Enrollment is open as Jessica Holter presents the Punani Poets and her School of Seduction. Class is in session and the Punani professors are teaching the ABCs of love while keeping it safe and sexy. Entertaining and educating your sense of intimacy, Punani Poetry celebrates 20 years of instructing the world in the art of sensuality. Punani, get some. Everything else is just poetry. Get your tickets and more information about Punani Poetry at www.punanilove.com. That's www.punanilove.com.
Enjoy an evening of pleasure with some of our sexiest guests. Honey Soul Radio for the grown and sexy. Ooh.
Yes, we are back with our Valentine's Day episode at Honey Soul Radio, Love Signs for 2017. It is such a divine time right here with internationally known creator and founder of Word Life Astrology, columnist for Essence Magazine, Sonia Marie. How you doing, Sonia? How you feeling this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are doing good, sister. Now let's get back into the love and the partnership and the relationship vibration that we need to be very aware of for 2017.
Okay. Is that a question?
We went into,
hello?
No, that was a statement. We went into Jupiter. talked about Jupiter being a celestial favorite for Libra and review your relationship, and it brings reward. And then we talked about Venus going into retrograde March 4th through April 15th, and we need to look at things with our love and relationships and partnerships with value. Now, what's next?
That's pretty much it. With those eclipses that are happening in August, though, I kind of made mention of those, but what's so specific about those is that there's one full moon lunar eclipse in Aquarius on the 7th, but the one that I am zooming in on when it comes to love is the solar eclipse, solar new moon eclipse in Leo, which begins on the 21st, which is the 21st of August. Now, what I was going to say, looking at the word begin, as I wrote down some notes, the full moon that's happening on the 10th, just to be clear, that's in Leo. That allows you to end some habits, end some things that you haven't been doing well. That's what we're gearing up for now. Now, in August, on August 21st, it has you open up to those new things that you want to bring into your life. After you ended and you cleared the attic and you got a new attitude on life and the way that you want to attract love and be loved, on the 21st of August is when you actually accept it into your life. So around about that time, people are ready. People are not only ready for love, but they're ready for creativity. They're ready for fun. You understand what I'm saying? They're ready to put a spotlight on their courageous self, on their heart, and to be a little bit more vulnerable. Does that make sense?
Yes, what I'm hearing you say is that February 10th, we're going to be ending some cycles, and that August 21st, and that's because February 10th, that eclipse is in Leo, and then August 21st, we have a solar eclipse in Leo, and it's a new moon, and then we're going to be going into new cycles. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right, which opens up a new door with that same vibration, though, you dig? Because if they're in the same signs, then, yeah, on the 10th, it's ending it in that sign, but on the 21st of August, it's opening it up to something totally new and fabulous, which we've been doing our homework on, hopefully, for that past 5 months, 6 months or so, and open it up to something new and improved. You understand?
Wow.
So those
I'm
are,
excited
in my opinion.
That's my birth month. August is my birth month, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, you should be. I think there's reasons to be excited about a lot of things this year, although it may seem like we're coming off the cusp of such a tumultuous year. This year, all of those things that we've been, like, on the fence about or it's been kind of rocky about, like, it's starting to find its way. Like, you're really in this year. I'm just generally speaking, we're trying to find, we're seeing the reasons why things were shaken up so much last year, why it didn't kill us, but at the same time, it's like, oh, and that's why we did that. Oh, okay, because there's no way we could have X, Y, and Z going into this situation now that I see ABC. Like, there's ways in which people panic, you know, when things are topsy-turvy and get upside down. And I'm not talking political. Far from that. I'm talking about personal situations in which we've been through, which we have to see, we have to look at and go, oh, okay, I've been through all of that because not only do I have to get better, is that I have to create better. I have to trust myself and have faith in myself that I still have the power to co-create this existence for me. You dig what I'm saying? I think often people believe that I believe in God. I totally believe in God. But my belief truly is that we are co-creators along with God. I think God says, listen, I'll give you whatever you want, and here's your gift. But if you decide not to utilize your gifts and you want to go down the street, as long as you ain't hurting nobody and you going down the street and you doing this, I help you present some opportunities for that. You understand? It's not mine. It's not necessarily
I hear you. I hear God saying, not only is here's your gift, co-creator, but here's your assignment. So I will bless you, and I will give you the abundance and the prosperity of the universe. But here's your gift and your assignment. And that's the thing.
How about
everybody
that?
Wants a gift. They don't want to walk in their assignment.
Well, because the assignment looks like detours sometimes, and which people don't realize is that even though you are in love with the boo-boo, that boo-boo is really teaching you how to really be in love with you. Because maybe if you get your ass beat one more time, just one more time, things will turn around for you. You dig what I'm saying? Then you really look in the mirror. You look in the mirror and go, okay, this is not happening anymore.
I understand about being in love with the boo-boo. And having them reflections. You know, having them reflections. Lady T, you with me? You hear me, Lady T? I got you on, Lady T.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I'm trying not to. I can relate because, you know, I'm old school. And a lot of stuff that you're saying are things that I say every day. And I think a lot of people don't really take in or take heed to that because, you know, they're looking for it right here, right in their face. And sometimes it's not in your face. It's around you, but it's not in your face. And you have to be observant and look around because you could walk right past it or, you know, and so, you know, I think for me personally, I mean, I go through that. And I've been going through that a lot throughout my lifetime. And I'm learning how to stop and listen and so I could hear it before I walk past it, you know. And it's helped. And I tell people you have to do that. Otherwise, you'll be stuck. And like you said, you know, you'll miss out.
That's
I don't want to miss out anymore. Want it all.
Right.
You know? I do. I want it all. I want, you know, the gift that I have. And it takes a long time, don't you think, for people to really, sometimes, people to understand their gift. Because
I really think sometimes people don't believe that they're deserving. I think sometimes we fall into this rut of thinking that we need to suffer. Like, suffering is admirable out this month. For some reason, like, if you're not bleeding, if your knuckles are not ashy and they're like chapped, like, you're not really putting in no hard work. You know what I mean?
Right.
If your elbows are not, you know, five shades darker than the rest of your body, you're not really showing that you want this. And here's the thing is that, in my opinion, the universe don't work like that. In my opinion, the creator doesn't work like that. Yeah, we have to work hard at things that we want at times. But I believe that in this moment in time, and oftentimes we go through different phases in which we need to learn to work smarter, and we need to believe that we can have it without us breaking our back to get it.
Right.
Because that breaking the back and waiting for 20 years to make it happen, that's conditioning. And that's conditioning of some situation, some political system that's been making everybody slaves since day freaking one, since power was the new freaking black. You dig?
Right.
And it's not happening anymore. Like, people are taking back power of themselves. And I pray that I have a little bit of hand in that, and Tracy got a little bit of hand in that, and you got a little bit of hand in that, too. Because the thing is that if we find the power and the self-love in us, no one can control us.
No one can control us,
and we don't have to work hard. All we have to do is listen to spirit and stick and move out this month. Stick and move.
Stick and move,
we need
baby.
To work, you know,
yes.
Sleep when we need to sleep and keep on pushing.
That's why I position myself around people like you guys, because not only for myself, I'm drawing from you too. So I draw from your energy even if I don't talk to you. You know,
absolutely.
Because it makes me stronger than I am. I have to believe in myself, but then I also pull energy from other people. And you don't have to be standing next for me to grab your energy. And I do all the time. So
absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And this
just has so much to do with just life in general. I mean, for me, the whole show, it's about love, but it's about, and I like what you said, Sonya Marie, about partnership, because it doesn't necessarily mean about a love relationship. It can mean business partnership. It can mean friendship.
Absolutely.
You know, partnership
in general, because we are all connected. We are all networking. You know, we are constantly meeting people that are opening doors for us, showing us favor. Like you just said earlier about Steve Harvey and the doctors, knowing someone and he showed you favor and he opened that door for you. And I say that often. Oftentimes, all you need is one person to open the door for you. Just one person to show you favor. And that's how the goddess and God works, through people. So it's so important that we be conscious of our partnerships as well as our love relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the only way that you can really attract the best partners is to be your best self.
Right.
Otherwise, here comes Boo Boo and Charlie and all of them. You got to go in on you. You got to go in on you.
Not Boo Boo and Charlie.
All of them. Your cousins,
all
everybody's
them.
Coming down.
Say all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a surprise for you right now, Sonya Marie. We're going to go ahead and take a 5-minute soul break. And I want you to check this out, because if y'all don't know, Sonya Marie is also a vocalist as well as a poetress. So we're going to go ahead and hear something from her right now. Stick and Stay, sweetest show on radio, Honey Soul Radio. I'm doing a radio now.
too, as I give my love to you too, as I open wide for you. And I gave my love to you, and my rivers, sweet rivers, they flow for only you. Please don't tear my heart into two, yeah, as I gave my love to you, yeah.
That right there was I Gave My Love to You by our very own celebrity astrologer, Essence columnist, Sonya Marie. What was it like, Sonya Marie, doing the, being part of the soundtrack for Waiting to Exhale?
Oh, ridiculously crazy and a roller coaster ride that I'll never forget. It was awesome. It was beyond explanation, to be quite honest with you. I mean, blessings on blessings on blessings. Every time I turned around, what was so interesting about that is that all of that transpired with like within like 5 months. It was the craziest thing. I was doing poetry readings in L.A. at this really wonderful Ethiopian restaurant, and late great O.G. Pierce, he produced "This Is How We Do It" by Montel Jordan, right? I was about to say Montel Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Montel Williams.
No, it's Jordan.
Montel Jordan. In any case, he was like, Sonya, you should put that to music. And from that moment on, I literally got a record deal with the Face Records, a publishing deal with EMI, and got on this soundtrack within like 3 months. It was crazy. It was a whirlwind of like, what? And just to be surrounded by all those wonderful vocalists and like, how did I get on here? This God is crazy in my life. I can't even begin to tell you. I really,
girl,
really
that's
can't.
The multiverse giving
12,
you kisses. That's the multiverse giving you kisses after kisses after kisses after kisses.
I'm
say,
so
come
grateful.
Here, daughter. Come here, daughter.
I'm so grateful.
I love it. I love
listen,
it.
Listen, and I'm a lover, too. I like it. Kisses, so I'll take them.
Yes,
I love them.
So how did that make you feel to hear that this evening? Hear your soundtrack. Hear your contribution.
Like I
soundtrack.
I sound 12. Every time I hear it, I'm like, goodness gracious, who is that little chick?
And I gave my love to you.
Wait.
I gave my love.
She sound like she haven't had sex in forever.
Did she say she sound like she's 12?
Like she's still a virgin.
She's falling out laughing over here.
Oh my gosh, that was interesting.
Well,
no, I mean, to hear it is—it just brings back those memories, man. Those moments. You know how it is. Music has that power, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like
it
no matter what song it is, like all of a sudden you slide right back into the smells, into the taste, so you see people's faces, you see the outfits. It's like hyper speed. You just go back there. So I just went right back to 94.
Mm-hmm.
That was
rewind.
This is one of them times.
Yeah.
Grateful. So grateful.
Okay, so let's get back on partnerships and love relationships. We have a few minutes left.
We got some callers to talk to. I want to talk to some people.
See.
I want
to
get
okay,
down some advice or something.
Callers. Let's get to some callers. Okay,
yeah,
now call.
Kick it up.
If those of you who are listening, if you'd like to press the number 1 to get allowed into the studio so that you can go ahead and ask questions and comments to Sonya Marie, you can do that. So we want to hear from you in this last half hour. So make sure those of you who are also listening or those of you in the chat room, you have a question, come on and put it in the chat, or you can call in live, 929-477-2470. Okay, so what are some challenges that we may need to look at in 2017 concerning love and our partnerships and relationships?
Well, whatchamacallit, that planet, whatchamacallit, that people kind of steer away from, it's called Saturn. Saturn is a planet of hardships and lessons learned. That mug is going retrograde, too. And somehow, some way, it's going to kiss a couple of people in which they seem like they're not ready to make these changes, right? Saturn calls on responsibility. So if you're not ready to be responsible for self and to put in the discipline that it takes for you to stay away from distractions, you might get caught out there with Charlie and Boo Boo and them, because you have to, it requires people. Saturn going retro in the middle of the year somehow, some way, requires you to look at the fact that, okay, maybe you're having a little bit too much fun because it's in Sag, and you have to review what it is you need to be responsible for yourself about. Does that make sense to you? Like, you have to really get disciplined. If you need to spend those times alone, do that. Because, you know, people get tripped up, since we're talking about love, right? People get tripped up on the fact that if they are alone, then they're lonely. They need to be with someone. That, you know, the thing is that if I'm by myself, then what am I doing? Like, how am I striving? I need to be with someone because people make people. You get what I'm saying? And you don't. Your aloneness gives you a way in which you can create this light, this effervescence inside of your heart and soul that can make you better, not only but what we've been talking about, so that you can be a leader to what it is that you want, so you can speak from a place in which you know yourself. That's what being alone brings you to. Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean? So the thing is to be disciplined.
I like to call it
to find a discipline.
I like to call it solitude.
Right, but it's a discipline to be solitude, because the next thing you know, somebody's calling, you're feeling a little lonely, and at about 9 o'clock, when you're just about to get into bed, and, you know, homeboy calls or homegirl calls, and you're, instead of you saying, you know what, I think I'm just going to go to bed, you ready, you up, you throwing with the clothes you just had on.
You getting ready.
You out the door. It's like, wait a minute, you know damn well you don't need to be with them. Like, you need to pipe back just a little bit, be disciplined and responsible, and watch the lessons that you need to learn. Because that's what Saturn in review tells everybody. Just watch the lessons. Mm. Stay on par, everybody. Don't get distracted. It's not necessary.
Wow. Okay. So we talked about Saturn. So when is that coming into the atmosphere? And when is it going to do with due diligence? When should we be looking for that?
You know what, let me get that information up, because that's the part. I looked over that when I was kind of studying, y'all, so to speak. Oh, look, oh, that's Jupiter. No, that's Saturn. So, listen, it goes direct on, oh, wow, that's going to be a long time, on August 25th. And I think it goes retrograde. While we get our caller together, let me look at this before, so I don't give you dead air, okay?
That's fine. Take your time. And as soon as my computer stops tripping, I'll put some music on so you can go ahead and look at
that. Oh, look at that. Okay, so April 6th to August 25th.
April 6th to August 25th.
Mm-hmm. April 6th to August 25th. And that's a long time to be disciplined, I know. During the summer and it's all hot and you want to look cute and all that stuff. Get that. Understand that. That's a lot of discipline. But let me tell you, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, I'm talking to two very mature and beautiful women who know a lot about going through the ringer. And the thing is that if we could do it all over again, we would be disciplined on boo-boo number 5 instead of going to boo-boo number 10, because it's worth it. So this is all to all the youngsters, or to the people who want to stay stuck. You want to stay stuck, then keep getting distracted.
Right.
You want to stay stuck and keep beating yourself up, because you say to yourself, I ain't going to be by myself. I let all my friends be by themselves. I just need to have a man. Okay, well, go ahead and get a man. Get a man and let him take you, and then have him dwindle. Have him, like, take energy from you. You dig what I'm saying? Have him suck you dry.
Wow.
Well,
you
know what's real funny? For me, I'm going on 34 years married to my husband.
I got married at 21 back in 83, and I go through that period where I got to be by myself. So I'm at a point, like right now I'm going through that where I have my own room. I have to go in my room and be by myself sometimes and let him do his thing and I do mine. I mean, I have my own bedroom. And you know, a lot of people don't understand that when you're married. But, hey, I'm just saying, I think that's why I'm still married this long and not having to move around so much is because I have learned how to get my space. And
well, for everybody, you know, is different, right?
Yeah,
everybody
for everybody
is different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it
works for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's really all that matters. I like to speak generally about different signs because I know people out there, like, you know, there are some general signs that do hook up and that are pretty good for one another. Like most air signs, we talked about this the last couple of times I was on here, like most air signs, Gemini and Aquarius and Libra kind of hook up. Even air signs with fire signs like Sagittarius and Leos and Sag, Leo, and Aries, they even hook up. But, and then earth signs hook up with earth signs, Taurus, Capricorn, and Virgo. And then water signs hook up with water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And even earth and water get along together, you know, typically speaking. However, if you go to my website and you want to get your own chart read and I can show you your compatibility, I would love to do that specifically. My website is wordlifeastrology.com/readings. You go to my readings page and you can sign up instantly. But here's the thing is that the thing about creating your natal chart and getting your own reading is that there are a couple of different houses within your chart that tell you how people activate your particular chart. For instance, with your fifth house, if somebody falls, if somebody born on June 1st falls into your fifth house, typically you're in love with them. You just straight, like, feel this enamored kind of, like, what the heck? This person could do no wrong. I'm just straight in love with them. It's kind of a goofy kind of love. Like, oh, my God, get off the phone. No, you get off the phone. No, I get off the phone. Like, that kind of sticky, gooey love. But it's love nonetheless. And then
I know it. It's,
that's all. It feels so good. And it oftentimes it can be naive, but it works for people. It works for some people because it's that stick. It's that glue that never that glue that brings two people together that allows them to just stay there. They never want to go. And then it's that seventh house love, too, that partnership, marriage kind of love. And then it's that eighth house love, which I actually love and respond to because it's like eighth house love. When people fall in your eighth house, it's about subconscious connection. It's good sex, too. But it's also, but more importantly, it's about people being able to read your mind, so to speak, being able to know exactly where it is that you want, what you want and where you're going to go, how you move. It's almost like you shadow each other in a brilliant kind of loving, connected kind of way, you know. So that's what you get when it comes down to specifics and knowing your compatibility. You need to know your chart, not just your sun sign, although I went through that real brief, but your chart is key. It's integral to know who you attract, why you attract them. Also, the 12th house is about karmic relationships, too. Oftentimes, we attract people that are in our 12th house because we either got to finish something with them or they're just coming back to get us, and we just need to finish out this life with them because we have some unfinished business with them. Sometimes they come to hurt you. Other times they just come to love you up and say, I'm so sorry. Can we do this thing over again? Because it's a reincarnation kind of feeling, like a, you know, karmic kind of connection. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to run that down. So, yeah, that you've been here before.
Yeah.
I wanted to run that down for your listeners because I think it's important that people know that I'm just not blowing them off and not giving them information. It's very much more specific than what people think it is, astrology, you know? It gets down to the nitty-gritty. It's the picture of our universe. If the universe is so vast, you know, the study of astrology is just as vast, you know?
Yes, and that's something else that you brought to the forefront. You, like, you let people know that astrology is just not for entertainment. Can you go into that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very adamant about that. It's not just entertainment, in which a lot of astrologers like to put out there, and I ain't mad at it, but everybody got their thing, right? I like to use astrology to help heal people. I like to see your personality. So your natal chart, like I said, based on your time, your date, and your place of birth, is literally a picture of the heavens when you were born. It's like a registration stamp. Boom. This is what your personality is going to be like while you're down here, according to Western astrology. But in seeing that and knowing that, your weaknesses, your strengths, your blessings, what you do best and what you do worst, like whatever the case may be, the ins and outs of your personality, sometimes we need to see it, kind of pull away from it, so we can utilize those parts of our personality to heal ourselves and to heal other people around us. If we know ourselves through and through, we can have better relationships with people that surround us. If we treat ourselves with 1,001% of respect, adoration, and worth, then we treat those around us with the same respect. It's just like it's a reflection. So the point of the matter is that I use astrology for that. I want people to know who they are. I want people to feel powerful in their idiosyncrasies, their weaknesses, their strengths, everything about them. You know what I mean? Because you are unique. We are all unique. There's no mistake. So if you can see how to utilize this thing, let's heal up and let's utilize it and let's take our power back. You know? Let's take our power back and be the best that we could be.
Let's heal up. I love that. So what are some of the ways that astrology can help someone heal?
Oh, that we don't have enough time for all of that, Tracy. But I will tell you this.
Give him 5 minutes.
Well, I can be real simple and say that there's three parts of a person's personality in which I think, and I say this all the time, even on Periscope, please sign up and join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Word Life Sonya Marie is the handle. But there's three parts of a person's personality in which you can tap into instantly, which helps the person heal. Your sun sign, your rising sign, and your moon sign. Your sun sign is who you are, the core you. Your rising sign, to know that, is very, very integral. It's very important because the rising sign is what you put out. I like to say your rising sign is like the clothes that you put on your body. If the sun sign, me as a Cancer, is me naked, that's me most comfortable. But when I go out in the world, I put Leo out there. Leo is the one that's going to defend me. Leo is my rising sign. That's the one that comes up when I'm afraid. Now, see, Busters, if you notice about a person, if you know that their front is Leo, you know that they're just putting on a defense right now, as opposed to, and if you know that and you want to get to the core of them and you want to feel who they are, then you have to wait until that Leo or that rising sign subsides. So you can talk to the core person, you dig? So you can talk to the vulnerability in a person. That's one aspect in a way to heal. Because if you know the vulnerable person, you know you can get to the heart of somebody, you're going to wait for that to happen. Otherwise, you're going back and forth with that rising sign, which is just the outside of you, the shell of you, that really don't have no big stock, basically, in who you are from the inside out. You dig what I'm saying? It's just the outside appearance of your personality. You dig? So if you know that, then you're going to wait to see that vulnerable person. If you know that Leo is just me big and bad, then wait to see the Cancer so you can really get to my heart, using myself as an example.
That emotional side.
And everybody has it in some kind of way, you know?
Yeah.
But that's just one aspect.
That two personalities. You got one that protects in the ego and keeps you protected in that space. And then we have that inner one that's pretty vulnerable and you know, doesn't want to show,
in the core
show up
you.
Too much, has to be trusting to show up. Yeah, I get it.
Right. So and also from the healing perspective, that. Go ahead.
No problem.
No. I just wanted to throw in that rising sign mostly represents fear, too. And that's the healing perspective in which I want to tap into. Because fear is not real, as we all know, right? So if you're wanting to heal up who you are or heal up this relationship, you're talking to the fearful person. That's not going to work. Healing is not going to work through fear. So that's the point.
Well,
you have to wait until that rising goes down.
A caller in the 773-773. You have a question or comment for Honey Soul Radio, Sandra Marie?
This is more of a comment than a question.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, this is Kim Taylor. Hi, honey.
Hey,
Sonia.
Kim, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. I just have a comment, and just to say that I was listening to your intro on your page, Sonia, where you did the reading for the lady that was a Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
You were all over me because I'm a Gemini.
Ah!
Everything
I
you said, I just started laughing. I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's weird when you hear the same thing from somebody else. You know, it's like validation because for a long time, I kind of shied away from who I really was. And the more that I hear it, it's like, okay, that's me. What the hell? Okay.
There you go.
I own it.
That beautiful crazy lady in you.
I own it. Do you hear me?
That's right.
And so I've had a partial reading, but I would really like to get to know what's in my reading in terms relationships. So I need to hook up with you about that because I'm 58. I'm ready. I've been out of relationship probably about 12 or so years, just working on myself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hear you can always hit me up on my readings page. And know this, too, that joining the Periscope community, every Friday I do free quick reads
mm-hmm.
for people. And if you come on Periscope, I can get your information, and I'll let you know how to do that. But I love Periscope. We have a very, very strong village of folks that just come in for the astrological information and education, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So come and join us. Come and join us.
You
I can
have
get
to check it out because I'm not on Periscope. Okay.
You can download
that app on your phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can download on your phone or on your iPad or something, and look up words.
Can I do it through my laptop?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's only on your phone, Sonia. I think you can only do it through phone.
Oh, it is?
Phone app. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a phone.
Really?
App.
No, I thought
yeah.
I got it on
okay.
my laptop. I mean, I got it on my iPad. I mean, on my tablet.
Yeah, you can get it on the tablet,
okay.
But I don't think you can do it on the computer.
You can't do
like
it on the laptop,
computer.
Though. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay,
Kim.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, no
yeah,
problem.
Yeah, we'll connect some kind of way, but I'm glad that information resonated with you, darling.
Absolutely,
stay crazy.
Absolutely.
I love Gemini crazy.
Well, okay, we're two people, remember that.
Right.
Thank you, Kim. For
you guys have
me.
A wonderful evening.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll keep listening. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, peace and blessings. Caller in the 313,
mm-hmm.
We got you here. Caller in the 313, thank you for calling Honey Soul Radio. You have a question or a comment for Sonia Marie?
Yes, how you doing
yes.
there? Goddess Sonia
hey.
Marie. This is hi, this is Tracy's husband, Dana. And my question is you laugh with me.
Yeah.
Right
you trying to sound all professional. What's going on?
My question is, on my birthday on the solar eclipse, and I will be turning 51 at the this year, so what are some of the things according to my birthday and my birthday and me turning 51, which is 6, the kind of changes that I should be focusing and looking towards?
Now, that's a tricky question because I'd love to see your chart. I don't know what your rising
okay.
sign is, which means I don't know where that eclipse is going to fall in your chart. But anybody mm-hmm. whose birthday is within about 3 to 4 days on either side of the eclipse will be affected, like yourself. It's right on the day, which means that all the changes that are coming for you, if everybody is vibrating with the eclipse on 100, you'll be vibrating on 500. There's some things for you in particular in which I'm tapping in to you. It's old and dusty. It's gray. It's necessary to leave. Like this, and because I am who I am, and I'm just going to say it real briefly, Tracy C. Saw it, is that the reason why I like to talk to people is because I like to tap into people. And there are a lot of things that you've been doing, sweetheart, that's like, it's so 1985. And what I mean by that is that there have been things that you've been doing, that you've been approving on, improving on, and then you'll take another section of that and improve on that, but it's all the same thing. It's almost like I said this to my clients the other day. It's almost like rearranging your furniture in your room. You just keep rearranging shit. You dig what I'm saying? And which you just have to take all the furniture out and just be done with it. This is the time in which you're doing that. And because it's on your birthday, because it's on your day, I mean, you might just have a powwow out this month and put the furniture in the middle of the street and burn it and tell everybody to come by because you are so excited about this change from within. It's done. Things that you've been doing is just done because you've been doing it for so long. And I don't want to throw your business out there, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Hello?
Dana?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely welcome. Just get ready. It's about to blow for you, brother. I'm excited for you, though, because you've been waiting for this for a long time. You've been very, very patient.
You've been very patient.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
I hope it shows
in
up with a good job.
Not with a job, a career.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
please,
what
no more job. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they
thank
just
you.
Said. It's gonna be the best job, the best situation
for
you.
Thank you for calling, honey, and thank you for supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
Caller in the 440. We have you here. Caller in the 440.
That's Atlanta.
Have a question or comment for Sonya Marie?
Hello.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Creative T. Hi, this is Creative T. I rearranged the furniture and shit.
Exactly. I knew you were going
to call. I was listening. I got in kind of late, but I recently had a reading with Sonya Marie. And I just have to say, like, it really, really helped me out, helped me with some personal development, helped me with really being able to read and examine myself and reflect on myself. And I'm telling y'all, it's just been really powerful. So I really just had a comment to just talk highly of Sonya Marie and just kind of thank
you,
her for blessing me because I don't get a chance to, like, really say this out loud. So I thank you, and you really helped me out a lot. And I'm one of the ones that she said rearranging that damn furniture because I do that, you know? No, I do that from time to time, rearrange the furniture, you know, and sometimes I just got to get rid of it and walk away. So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Thank you, baby. Thank
so
God.
Thank you, Sonya.
You're welcome, baby.
Thank you.
That is so beautiful. Thank you for calling. Wow, that is awesome. I am so glad that those people had called in and were able to express themselves and you were able to give them some feedback as well as someone to give you such a great, great review. So thank you for all the callers who have called in. We really appreciate you. Now, what is on your to-do list for 2017 before we end with you, madam?
You know how Bernie Mac said on that movie that Spike did about the Million Man March? And they asked him, how's bubblegum business? She said, I'm blowing up.
Okay, now.
That's exactly what I'm getting ready
right.
to do. It's about to blow up like the bubblegum business.
Okay, that's what
that's
I like
the plan.
To hear.
That's
what
the
I
plan.
Like to hear. So how can we get a hold of you? For those who want readings and for those who have maybe have called in or who's listening to Honey Soul Radio, what how can they get a hold of you? Or is there any, do you have any specials going on for Valentine's Day or what's going on?
I do not have a special coming up. I actually had a half price special recently, which people have kept me busy on, but there will be other specials that are coming around. However, I do have a workshop coming up in March. It's those people out there that want to get in contact with me to learn like the introductory levels of Western astrology, please hit me up. My website is wordlifeastrology.com. I'm all over Periscope, like we talked about. You can download the app on the phone and on the tablet, like Tracy said, and look me up at Word Life Sonia Marie. Also on Facebook, Word Life Sonia Marie. I'm all over Instagram, Word Life Sonia Marie. So, yeah. That's how you get in contact.
Sonia Marie, with me. Sonia Marie. And I need to let you know that Sonia Marie is S-O-N-J-A-M-A-I-R-I-E. S-O-N-J-A.
There you go.
So let's get it right, y'all.
Yep.
M-A-R-I-E. And you can check her out at wordlifeastrology.com. And she's all over social media. Okay? So yep. Any last words? Beautiful. Any last words?
No, I just want people to love themselves up a little bit more, be true to who they are, even if it's hard, even if they find ways to get distracted. Just keep self first. Keep self first always, because everybody always benefits when you love yourself up first. Trust and believe that.
Yeah.
That's all.
I know. Isn't that? It's so healthy. Oh.
It is extremely healthy.
Right.
Self-care is necessary.
Everyone
mm-hmm.
benefits. You could, I could, couldn't have been said better. Well, we definitely want to thank you for showing
thank
up
you,
and
Tracy.
Showing out, goddess. Showing up.
No problem. Anytime.
And we, you, if y'all don't know, she is one of our favorites. We have had her on for the past 3 years, honey. And we want to know, would you be willing to come back next year?
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to go ahead and get that out there
absolutely.
Now. And what I love about Sonia Marie is that she never blows up too much not to come on over here and say, what's up? Thank you so much.
That's hilarious.
We love you.
You're so welcome.
You. And keep doing great work. And we're,
you
we're
too,
looking
Mama.
At you. And we're look- Thank you. And we're looking to the future. Peace and blessing.
Peace to you. Bye, Lady T.
Okay.
Okay,
what,
see you later.
What's up with...
Bye-bye.
Now, what's going on with you, Lady T? How you been, and what's going on with HPPPA, and what you got going on in the works and your to-do list
well,
in 2017?
Well, HPPPA is 12 last month. My magazine
congratulations.
My magazine is going to be 10 years old this April.
Okay.
We are, you know, we're...
And let people know... Let people know what HPPA is for those who are just coming in.
Oh, it's the Home Pleasure Party Plan Association. We are the only association of its kind in the whole U.S. We work with people who are in the pleasure party business with owners only, and we help. We kind of built a. An association where it's a place where they belong, and we share ideas, we mentor, we do a lot of positive things to help businesses grow, but also have a place where they can come to. I am the founder. We are Black-owned and Black-operated, and we work with all the manufacturers within the industry as well. So, you know, I have been able to hold this association together for 12 years. So that's an accomplishment in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you definitely are a trailblazer. I will say
yep,
that.
I was up for an award this past in January for Community Leader of the Year, but I didn't get the award. However, the nomination in itself was incredible for me because, one, I've never nominated for any award ever, and it also let me see that what I'm doing is good and that people have been watching us. So I feel really good about that. In the future,
wow.
We're just going to continue growing. Oh, thanks. Well, and Tracy has been a part of HPPPA since we started. And, you know, like I just enjoy watching her growth and, you know, everything that you're doing is an inspiration not only to myself, but an inspiration to all of the business owners that we are in connection with, because not only am I watching you, but they are as well. So it's been great being a part of what you're doing and your evolution into the area that you're going into has been really good. And I feel good because, you know, not that I have been a part of you going there, but I just been here with you and watching you.
No, you actually have. I mean, of course, in my infancy, in my beginning stages of coming into this work, before it has even gotten to this level, you know, I needed guidance and you were there for me. You know what I'm saying? And I love to tell people, you know, that was my mentor because, you know, I didn't know everything. I needed connections. I needed networking. I needed distributors. And, you know, you helped me with that. So HPPA, the Home Pleasure Party Planners Association, has been phenomenal and essential to my growth and development in the area of, you know, the sex industry and being a holistic sexual wellness provider. So, oh, yeah, you've definitely
been a big part.
And I
thank you for that. You know, and one of the things that I've been noticing is that people are really kind of trying to push forward into the more holistic side. But, you know, for me, I think that people have to understand, and I think this is where this platform is really great at. And I have to tell you that, you know, I've co-hosted shows before where I only lasted maybe a couple of shows, but it's been like almost 5 years that I've been here with you. You know,
yes.
I just sit back and think about that. I was like, well, now, wait a minute. I've been on this show with her for five. That's a long time. And I
You're a good
still
fit.
Get excited.
You're
I still
a good
get
fit.
Excited.
We're a good fit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I thank you for that because, you know, even allowing me to stay on this long, you know, I've been kind of falling off the wagon over these last few shows, but, you know, I'm always here and I appreciate it. But, yeah, so, you know, I'm moving forward. I'm going more into the educational side. I want to kind of reach a whole nother area, but you know, I think that, you know, like I said, I see a lot of people trying to get more into the holistic side. I've been seeing that pop up even more, but I believe that just like Sonia had said, it's a gift. Not everybody can do it, and you definitely have that gift, and I appreciate that, you know, and I appreciate what I've learned through just being here. I'm just going to continue to keep pushing on, pushing forward, you know, cleaning out my little house so that I can put more in, you know, just I got to learn how to let stuff go and open it up for more positive things. And I know I can do it. Sometimes I just tend to want to hold on to stuff and not let it go. But you know, and then one last shout out that I have to give is to your husband Dana for everything that he does, because I really believe in what he does, and I think he does a phenomenal job on what he creates for people. So anybody who has never had the opportunity to actually hold one of his pieces, you've got to get it because. The energy that it brings really does affect us or you in a whole, and I appreciate him for that. So, you know.
Well, thank you.
You guys,
he's right here.
I'm y'all's biggest advocates here, so, you know.
Thank you, Goddess. How you doing?
I'm good. You're welcome so much.
And for those of you who are just listening, if you don't know, my husband, Dana Swin, is a gemstone shaman. He's a gemstone healer, and he is the owner and creator and jeweler for Ancient World Gemstone Jewelry. And you can find him at ancientworldgemstone.com. Okay.
Yep. I'm going to have another grandbaby, so it's going to be number 5. My
Congratulations.
Grandbaby's due in April. Yep. So
your
that's
tribe
the other
is
thing.
Growing.
Yep.
Your tribe is growing. Very good. Very
oh,
good.
Absolutely.
So how can someone find you, Lady T?
So I am on Facebook. I actually have several Facebook pages. Facebook / H as in Harry PPPA. I also have Facebook Lady T Love Coach, and I have Sexy Readers, and I think that's it. Well, I have other ones, but those are the really, you know, main ones that I have. So you can reach me on Facebook. Just type in Tamara P. Bell or Lady T. Love Coach, and I'll pop up.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. And thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm glad to hear from you. You need to come back more often.
I'll be there. Are you going to be there Tuesday?
No, Tuesday. We're coming back February 21st. We have Baba Kalinde Aye, who's going to be talking about spirit medicine and consciousness. And that show is going to be phenomenal. That is February 21st, Tuesday, February 21st, with Kalinde Aye, spirit medicine and consciousness. So we're going to talk about plant medicine. We're going to talk about transformations, metamorphosis. We're going to talk about the history of plant medicine and taking herbal ascensions that help to take you inward so that you can travel into finding yourself. And we're also going to be talking about the way of the gods and how that connects you to your God self, as well as your sexual primal spirit. So it's going to be an interesting show Tuesday, February 21st, right here, same honey time, same honey channel.
Okay.
So for those of you who are listening, I want you to register today and don't miss your opportunity to take one of our classes right here at Central Honey Feminine Wellness, Love My Womb Academy. That's right. We actually have a school for yoni vaginal steaming. That's right. We are steaming cha-chas. If you don't know what that is, we are steaming vaginas. So we are getting into womb health and wellness. Our online school will be up and running by February. We are definitely getting our classes together, and you will have an opportunity to either take a class on location here in Atlanta, Georgia, or online at your own pace. So we have self-paced classes coming up as well. And if you'd like to register for our on-location classes here in Atlanta, Georgia, register 33. You can call us 337-944-9131, and you can register or go online to lovemywombacademy.com. Classes, our new classes, we have one coming up this weekend. We have women coming in from everywhere, Ohio, North Carolina, Jamaica, New York, coming in to take our classes. We're very excited about that. However, new classes are March 17th through the 20th and in April. And let me give you April's date really quick so that we can go ahead and get that for you. For those of you who may be deciding to come out a little later, that's April 21st. Through the 23rd and May 26th through the 28th. So I just gave you three classes that you could go ahead and register for. Also, you want to get into some pineapples and punani? Yes, yes, yes. That's what it is when you drink sensual honey sweet yoni tea. It's an oh so sweet and delicious treat. It's an all organic blend of pineapples, kiwi, and cranberries. And it also has some aphrodisiac herbs to help keep your sexual spice lively and also in tune and increases sexual appetite. So drink a cup a day and smell good and down low. So you want to share a cup and sweeten up right there at the original sweetyonitea.com. The original sweetyonitea.com. Purchase your sweet yoni tea today. Now, thank you for a wonderful evening. We really appreciate you. And for those who have showed up and showed out, thank you so much. We could not do this without you. You are a big part of why we do what we do right here at Honey Soul Radio. Check us out. Remember, mark your calendars. Tuesday, February 21st, Kalinde Aye will definitely be here. He's been in the spirit medicine world dealing with psilocybin, for over almost 40 years. So he has a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom in that area. And if you want to get in tuned and get some information and knowledge about psilocybin and taking that journey inward with spirit medicine, please tune in Tuesday, February 21st. Once again, thank you. Make good love and good night. Right here, Honey Soul Radio.
Such a